Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. God is a mighty, mighty good God. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul, including live teaching, prayer, altar call, and then assigning your daily task. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. And our topic for today is My God Reigns. Hallelujah. My God Reigns. R-E-I-G-N-S. In other words, He's in control. And our scripture comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 8. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how you can tune in to Morning Motivation Live with me, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. You can call in at 323-870-4180 or tune in online from my ministry website at feeldefire.com. That's FEELDFIRE.com. But if you cannot tune in live to get your breakfast, you can follow the podcast so that the recording will be texted straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern by texting the letters MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. That's MM to phone number 33222. Well, by now you should have those Bibles ready. All of this information is on the website at fieldefire.com. Don't ever miss it, because this word is for you. I am in Revelation chapter 1, verse 8, reading from the cave. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Let me read that again. I need you to hear what God is saying and let it begin to minister to you right now. I am Alpha and Omega. And if you did not understand what that meant, the Lord clarified, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord. Then he further explained, which is and which was and which is to come. And if somehow you missed that, he just summarized it in the final two words of that verse, the Almighty. Come on and give God praise for the reading of his word. In today's world, we are going through so many different things. I'm not talking about the political atmosphere, because I really don't care what party affiliation you have. I'm just talking about living life. Into each life, there was a saying, right? Some rain must fall. Whether we're talking about in our homes, on our jobs, just in our own spirits, whether we're dealing with situations in our churches, in our ministries, whether we're talking about issues in our own mental health, whether we're talking about low self-esteem, you know, or your husband or wife left you or cheated on you, or your boyfriend or girlfriend broke up with you, whether your children are incarcerated, whether we're dealing with issues where they're not incarcerated, they're just at home and they're rebellious, disobedient, whether they're somehow caught up with the wrong crowd, or they're using drugs or selling drugs, or even you may be in that situation, whether you don't have money to pay your bills, or maybe you're prostituting yourself out, or you're robbing people. You're doing things that you already know you should not be doing to make ends meet. Whether everything, on the other hand, just appears to be going great, but you still have not given your life to Christ. You are morally good or ethically good, but your soul is still on its way to hell because you have not given your life to Him, and He's the only way to heaven. Or maybe your business is not doing well. Maybe your church is about to flounder, or maybe you just have had enough of whatever the situation may be in your atmosphere, and you feel like giving up. I came today to remind you that my God reigns. Hallelujah. He is still in control. No matter what you are going through, as we just read in Revelation 1:8, God is still Alpha and Omega. God is still the beginning and the ending. God is still He which was. He was there before your situation started. He was there before you were even born. He was there before the earth was formed, which is meaning He's there in your right now. He's there in your present situation, and which is to come. He'll be there when this situation is over. He'll be there when it is resolved. He's already at the end of the situation, working things out on your behalf. The Almighty, glory to Jesus, God still reigns. My God, our God, He's in control. In the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12, the Bible teaches us, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved but that name of Jesus. My God reigns. Philippians 2:10 through 11. That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Our God, He still reigns. Philippians 4:19. But my God, it says, shall supply all your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. It means you shall not have any lack. Matthew 11:28-29. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Genesis 18:14. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Luke 18:27. And He said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Revelation 22:20. He which testifieth these things said, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Come, Lord Jesus, because my God reigns. Glory to the Lord. Everybody just give God some praise right now. You ought to be so encouraged after having heard these scriptures that God reigns, that God is in control, that there is nothing too hard for Him. There's no situation coming upon you which is too hard for God to resolve. My God reigns, even in your lowest point. Glory. Even in the valley. My God reigns. Even in the midst of your circumstances, despite your circumstances, over them, through them, underneath them, and all around them, God reigns. Hallelujah. Even in every attack of the enemy, no matter what he sends against you, no matter what obstacles or hindrances you face, no matter what the situation looks like right now, I said, no matter what the situation looks like right now, did you hear me, brothers and sisters? It does not matter what's going on right now. It doesn't matter how hard it appears right now. It doesn't matter, Corey, if you can't see your way through it. That does not moot the fact that God reigns. He's in control. Oh, come on and give him praise. We got to get ready to go into prayer right now. Say, my God reigns. Come on, speak it into your atmosphere, into your spirit, into your situation. Come on and praise him right now. My God reigns. Hallelujah. We got to get ready to go into prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. Lord, we glorify you. Because, Father, in our hearts, in our souls, in our spirits, in our minds right now, we know that you reign. We have an assurance that no matter what the situation looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it's already done, no matter how much havoc it has already come in and wrecked and caused in our lives, you reign, glory. So we submit it unto you. We submit ourselves, our lives, our children. We submit our homes, our marriages, our ministries. We submit our jobs and our peace of mind. We submit our children, grandchildren. We submit cousins, nieces, and nephews. We submit spouses, glory unto you. We submit our joy. We submit our faith. We submit our happiness unto you. Father, we yield to you today. We yield to you. We yield to you, Lord, because you reign. You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, which was, which is to come. Father, you are the Almighty, Almighty, Almighty. There's nothing too hard for you, Father. You still supply every need. You're still our shepherd, so that we should have no want. And because of that, our souls cry out, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. And fix these situations. Hallelujah. You reign. You reign, God. Now, Father, I lift up everyone listening. Bless them going in. Bless them coming out. Bless them in the city. Bless them in the field. Whatever they put their hands to, bless in the name of Jesus, because you are the Almighty. You reign, hallelujah. You are the Almighty, the Almighty, the Almighty. There's nothing too hard for you. You reign. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone listening say amen. Say, my God reigns. Hallelujah. We're going to go into the altar call, and then I'm going to assign you your task for today. I felt that thing. My God reigns. Hallelujah. And then we will end for today. For those who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Glory. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In the name of Jesus, everyone say amen. Everybody say, my God reigns. Hallelujah. Listen, make sure, and I'm going to give you our task, make sure you're in church, every one of you, Bible study, Sunday school. You're spending this time with the Lord. This is part of your daily devotional with the Lord, a morning motivation. If you can't call in live, make sure you're following the show, because when you get that text at 8 a.m., you can listen to it at any time. You don't have to just listen at 8 a.m., and you can listen as many times as you want, because you can eat breakfast all day, right? So text the letters MM to phone number 33222. Share this word with others. Send them to fieldthefire.com. Now, our topic for today is, my God reigns. Your task for today is to submit every problem to him. There's nothing too hard for God. See you in the morning.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard, the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick defeat out the door.